This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
You know, I just adore Scripture, especially when I'm bringing you the Hour One Nugget and the daily devotional. It is magnificent. Because quite often when I'm reading Scripture and I'm bringing you a message, I've read it many times before, but I'm seeing it for the first time. I love this verse. We're looking today at Ephesians, the first chapter. And today we're at verse 12, God accepting me, and part 32. Paul says this: God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. Now I'm going to slip into verse 13 because you'll see something else here. But now you Gentiles, that means us who are not Jewish, have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. And that's the first thing that struck me about this passage. I was telling you yesterday on the program about my dad, who preached for 30 years and didn't believe in the Holy Spirit. And there are many theologians still today who do not believe it. They believe the Holy Spirit died out with the first century. They do not accept that the Holy Spirit is here now and is alive and imparts our lives. So consequently, my father, if I look at my father's particular case, my father gave his heart to the Lord. But Paul says here, when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. So therefore, when my father believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, he received the Holy Spirit. But what he didn't do was to believe it. What he didn't do was to act on that. And you know what? Oftentimes we need to be refilled. It's almost like a jar of water. If you leave a jar of water out in the sun and come and have a look at it a couple of hours later, you'll see that the level has gone down. And if you just leave it there, you'll see that the level will go down and down and down, and it will evaporate. I believe that is like the Holy Spirit. And so consequently, we need to be filled all the time with the Holy Spirit. But my dad didn't believe it, so he didn't ask for an infilling. Simple as that. I looked at that when I first saw it and I was mystified. And I know the Lord has given me the correct analogy to bring that to you. But Paul was saying, God's purpose was that we Jews, and he's meaning himself there obviously, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. Well, you can't bring praise and glory to God, I believe, unless you do trust him. Trust is vital. trusting in God is so important. I've done an entire teaching series on trust. It's so important. And quite often so hard to do because we're going through hardship, we're going through storms, we're going through trials, and we don't know what to do. In the particular trial that I'm in the middle of at the moment, I really feel that God has said, take your hands off it. Stop playing around with this. I've got this. Leave it alone. But still I tinker. But still I do this and that. But still I make a phone call. But still I try to do this. And God is saying, no. Trust me. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You must trust and obey. Wonderful chorus, used to sing it years ago. Trusting and obeying. But Paul here is saying that the Jews were the first to trust in God. Then came the Gentiles, because the Gentiles were given the good news by Paul on his mission trips. So the Gentiles began to believe. The Gentiles began to trust. But when you give your heart to Christ, when you have this wonderful relationship with the living God, why is it so difficult to trust? It's difficult because we're not hearing God. Why aren't we hearing God? Because we're turning our face away. Because we're not listening. God is trying to tell us something, and we're not hearing Him. We're not listening to His words. We have no idea what He is saying, because our faces are turned away, and we are off trying to figure out how to get over this problem that we've got, how to sort out this trial. In James, the first chapter and verse 2, I said this on yesterday's program. These are James's words. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you are going through trials of many kinds. Consider it pure joy. Wow. But when you begin to look at the situation, when you begin to look at the problem, the issue that you've got, that I've got, you can see the joy in it. Where's the joy? The joy is knowing that God is going to sort it out. He's promised to do that. And that's just what He's going to do. He's going to sort it out. And at the end of it, if you trust in Him, if you obey Him, there will be an amazing testimony. It's all about trust. It's all about trust. Looking to heaven. Looking to God Himself. Understanding that Jesus is interceding on our behalf all the time. Can you imagine the conversation between Jesus and His Father as He intercedes for us with regard to problems and issues that we've got? And when you look at problems, when I look at my particular issue, the thing that I'm going through at the moment, when I look at it and I sit and analyze it, and then I look at the problems around the world, then I look at the starvation, the kids that are being starved, with the wars and the rumors of wars and the anger from government. When I look at all of these problems in this world, and I look at mine, I see joy. Why do I see joy? because it's so minuscule compared with some of the things that people are going through. And so therefore, God is saying, I've got this. Get on and do that which I've told you to do. You know, even before I started the program today, because of the heat in the United Kingdom at the moment, we're going through a heat wave, and it's been going on for a couple of weeks now. And it's draining, especially when you get to my age. It's draining. And I thought today, you know what? I don't want to do the program. I don't feel very well. I don't feel great. So I'm not going to do the program. That's what I was thinking. But God was thinking something else. And what God was thinking is, I'm sorting out your problem. I'm sorting out your issue. I need you to do that which I've told you to do. I need you to minister the way I've told you to minister. I need you to tell my people about my love. And I thought, Lord, you're absolutely right. And as soon as I came down here and began the program, I felt so much better. That's because my Father is amazing. That is because my Lord is incredible. And that is because I am trusting Him. And I am trying with all my might to obey Him and to follow Him wherever He leads, whenever He leads. That is my belief. That is my knowledge. Because I am a follower of the way. All we have to do is trust in Him. And when I say to trust Him, to put our whole trust in Him, that means we take our hands off. And beloved, you know as well as I do how difficult, how hard that is, taking your hands off the reins. Lord, I've enjoyed driving. I've enjoyed steering the way. But Father, I'm finding it so hard to take my hands off the reins. Is that your prayer? Well, let's pray it. Right now. Say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I want to trust you more and more. I want to take my hands off the reins. I turn control of my life over to you through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, if you've said that, it would be so wonderful to hear from you so that we could pray for you, we could continue to pray for your support and for your trust. Just send us a quick email to this address. It's studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. But now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news, that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, He identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. Wow. We love you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We give you all the control. In the mighty name of Jesus.